Welcome to Mondo Hollywood on UMFM. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and we just heard Paul Rubens as his iconic character Pee Wee Herman from the 1987 soundtrack for the Frankie Annette comedy Back to the Beach. Like a lot of people from my generation who grew up watching his CBS Saturday morning show, the recent passing of Paul Rubens at the age of 70 was a sad one. And in this next hour, we'll hear music from his 40-plus year career as a performer. He started off as a stand-up, but upon moving to Los Angeles in the late 70s, joined the improv group The Groundlings, which introduced him to future Pee Wee Herman collaborators, including Phil Hartman, John Paragon, and Lin-Marie Stewart, also known as Captain Carl, Jambi, and Missy Vaughn. Rubens also began showing up in bit parts, flexing his unique comedic chops in Cheech and Chong's next movie, The Blues Brothers, and the cult favorite, Midnight Madness. We'll also hear a song from one of his many appearances as a contestant on The Gong Show. From a 1978 episode of the Chuck Barris-hosted show, we'll hear Suave and Debonair, a double act featuring Rubens and John Paragon as a tuxedo pair of singers who dance on their tiptoes, much like Pee-wee would demonstrate in the biker bar in his feature film almost a decade later. We'll also hear clips from 1981's The Pee-wee Herman Show, a recording of the live stage show aimed at adults as a tongue-in-cheek tribute to the kid shows from the 50s and 60s. We'll hear a musical tribute featuring Pee-wee and Mr. and Mrs. Jelly Donut, two characters that didn't make it to the Playhouse. And even though Rubens auditioned for Saturday Night Live as a cast member, but was probably passed over for Gilbert Gottfried, he later appeared on the show in November of 85 as a host in the Pee-wee character. We'll hear him perform a sketch with another ex-groundling, John Lovitz, as his pathological liar character, Tommy Flanagan. But first, let's hear the theme song of 1980s scavenger hunt comedy Midnight Madness, where Rubens played a cowboy-clad arcade employee.
Midnight Madness starts to get to you. Doesn't matter. us welcome, please, suave and debonair. Do it.
Because we're such a groovy pair, we're really suave and debonair. We'll put our coats across a puddle so you can cross it.
We'll cut our hair for you to look like Farrah Fawcett.
We'll give you the top billing.
I think Alaska's chilling.
We'll take you if you're willing.
Who just the thought is thrilling?
We're really suave and debonair.
All right. Very good. We'll be back to meet our little celebrities. Find out what they think of suave and debonair. Right after this question.
Look at this thing. It belongs to the genius behind the comedy concept that's quite special.
What's so special about it?
As I was saying, it's a revolutionary comedy idea. A kid's show for grown-ups. Really brilliant.
Really mature.
Starring Mr. Pee-wee Herman, whom you've already met, and featuring a stellar cast, including Captain Carl.
Captain Carl, did you remember to wash your hands?
No!
Miss Yvonne and Mailman Mike, Messrs. Clocky and the Croc, the Jelly Donuts.
What happened to our hibachi?
To name but a few, who under the guidance of Mr. Herman mold elements of dance, drama, pathos, yes, even tragedy.
Boss, give me a break!
And a great deal of weird stuff. Into a zany and inventive comedy event, the likes of which you've never seen. Ergo, I strongly urge you to watch the Pee-wee Herman Show. Okay?
Okay!
That's because it's time right now for our musical salute.
Hey, boss.
Pee-wee? I'm going to play this on flamingo guitar.
Hey, let's take this off first.
Oh.
Hey, Clocky. Who's our musical salute to today?
He started as a DJ at Soul Station KTIA in Oakland, California. He produced The Swim by Bobby Freeman. He was the first musician to ever merge rock with rhythm and blues. And he is best known for popularizing the "arr" sound.
We know it's Sly Stone.
Hit it!
There's a cross for you to bear. Things you don't do if you're going anywhere.
Everybody is a star. I can see it when you shine. I love you for who you are. Not the one you feel the need to be.
Ever catch a falling star? Ain't no stopping till it's in the ground.
Everybody is a star. One big circle going round and round.
Every song, and everything is cool.
musical salute to next week.
Clocky?
Next week's musical salute to is da-da-da-da-da-da, Slim Whitman.
All right.
So that's darn popular in Europe. Well, practice, kid.
Yeah. Oh, Rosemary.
See you later.
See you later, Pee-wee.
Don't throw me in a cell with a bunch of hardened criminals.
Hey, I won't make it, I tell
you. Hey, you can't bring him in here. This is my cell. Yeah, the warden said I could have it all to myself.
Shut up, you liar, huh?
What? Hey, I resent that. That guy calling me a liar. I spent 5 years in Pathological Liars Anonymous, getting cured. I even took a lie detector test. I had the highest score that I'd ever seen in 10 years. I'm Flanagan, Tommy Flanagan. What's your name?
Herman Pee-wee. So, what are you in for, Tommy?
Me? Oh, I work here. Yeah, I just came in to take a nap.
Well, that's a relief.
At least I'm not in here with a bunch of hardened criminals.
Yeah. Oh, I am a criminal.
I don't get it. How can you be a criminal and work here?
I don't know. It's because I've never been caught. Yeah, that's it. I'm a jewel thief. Yeah. I stole the crown jewels.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Well, that's because they don't know they're missing. Yeah. So, what are you in for? Robbery, extortion, or murder?
Speeding. Yeah,
I was speeding away from a bank I robbed.
A bank robber, huh? I was a bank robber when I was a kid. Yeah, I was 12 years old at the time. Yeah, I used to rob 5 banks a day, 6 days a week. Then on the day off, I was a pickpocket. Yeah, that's it.
I never robbed a bank when I was a kid. My mom wouldn't let me, but
I trained my dog to do it.
Yeah, my dog, he could sit, roll over, and rob banks.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Except
he got run over chasing a Brinks truck.
Oh, yeah, I saw that accident. Well, guess me, he got what was coming to him. You know, it's getting so you can hardly walk down the streets anymore. Why, just the other day, I was walking home from robbing Fort Knox.
For the fifth time, I suppose.
Well, now you're being silly. Anyway, I was walking on my way home, and all of a sudden this man walks up to me and he sticks a gun in my face.
So you killed him?
No, I flipped him. Yeah, that's what I did, and it turned out he was a Russian spy. Yeah, that's it. He was the head of the KGB.
Yeah, you know, I think I remember that. I was the head of the CIA at the time.
Oh,
yeah.
No kidding.
No, I wouldn't kid you. See, I started out as a regular agent, then they promoted me to double agent, then I got shipped off to Brazil because I could speak Portuguese so good.
I speak Portuguese, too, when I'm in the mood, yeah. Learned it when I was a bishop. Yeah. That's what I was a bishop. Yeah, in fact, I was the Archbishop of Canterbury. Yeah, and I went to Rome, you see, to convert the Pope. And I was kidnapped by
Hare Krishnas!
Yeah, Hare Krishnas! Yeah. And they got me at the airport, you know. And, they talked to me day and night, chanting in my ear. But I wouldn't talk, see? So then they kept me in a
birdcage!
Yeah, a birdcage, yeah. They kept me in it for 6 years, see? And they used to cut off my head every night so I couldn't escape.
Yeah, I don't know how you could stand that. They tried to do that to me when I was the president of Ford Motors, but boy,
nearly drove me batty.
Oh, yeah, well, it was the Bible that saved me. Ooh. Yeah, it was an exploding Bible. Yeah, that's not what. I threw it into the incense burner and I blew him up. Why, it was raining ponytails for 2 weeks, I tell you. You should see him.
All right, mate. You two up on your feet.
Hey, I won't talk. I want to see my lawyer.
Hey, don't worry, he's probably for me. Yeah, I'm expecting a pardon from the governor.
A pardon? What are you, nuts? They don't give out pardons for jaywalking. Your wife paid your bail, you're out of here. Oh, you too, pal. Just watch yourself the way you walk across the street next time. Come on, tell your story walking. Let's
How do you
go.
Like that? My wife paid my bail. Yeah, my wife, Morgan Fairchild.
Good morning. I'm here.
Have you got any messages for room 104? The name's Herman. P.W. Herman.
No, nothing right now, Mr. Herman.
Thank you.
nothing like a circus for when you're feeling down. Put on a wig, a funny nose, and turn into a clown.
Everybody's learning how, from the zebra to the cow. And now the elephant has perfected a move. Each time the band strikes up a cock-a-doodle-doo. Join with us and march along. Sing a big top barn guy song. Everyone come on and you can each take a bow and join the barn guy circus bow.
Hey!
Our lives are never boring. We're each of us unique.
We're always meeting people who consider us quite cheap.
I sow the seeds and harvest, and that's the farmer's life.
I cook and sew and clean and bake, cause I'm the farmer's wife.
Don't be afraid that you're too small.
He's for everybody's 10 feet tall.
No, strength is not. We all have heart.
Woo. We're all so close, we'll never be apart.
Haystack is very hard to find.
And I'm so glad he took the time, cause he's so big and kind.
I met this little woman, we had an awkward date.
But when he got to know me well, he chose me for his mate.
In this place we're singing now, anyone can fall in love.
When I first met this hippo, I was really quite rude. Now that we're together, I'm so glad I left the zoo.
Turn with us and march along. Sing a big top barnyard song. They're a crazy combination that we all know. But we're a barnyard circus show.
Each of us is love struck as plain as it can be. We both picked over weenies and salad recipe.
Each said he was the best one. Such choices I abhor. But when I made my mind up, I decided on all four.
And if at times love gets too hard,
then start a circus in your own backyard.
With you I want to harmonize.
I feel the same, and now my big surprise.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Cabrini Circus proudly presents, for the first time anywhere, Pee Wee Herman.
Come on in and pull yourself up a chair.
Hey, Jerry!
Let the fun begin. It's time to let down your hair. TV's short and tight. Those men have been invited to the wacky at TV's playhouse. Ah! There's a crazy rhythm coming from Puppet Land.
What's that?
Listening to Mondo Hollywood's tribute to Paul Rubens on 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. For complete set lists, please visit mondohollywood.ca. And we just heard an uncredited Cyndi Lauper performing the theme song for Pee-wee's Playhouse, which aired from 1986 to 1990. Before that, we heard the finale from 1988's Big Top Pee-wee, the sequel to 1985's Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which Rubens co-wrote with Phil Hartman. And even though director Randall Kleiser took over for Tim Burton for the sequel, in 1992, Burton cast Rubens alongside his Big Adventure co-star Diane Salinger, who played the waitress Simone, as the Penguin's parents in Batman Returns. That same year, Rubens was cast as a villain in Buffy the Vampire Slayer as one of Rutger Hauer's lackeys and gave him a chance for a very memorable on-screen death. He later recreated the role on a 2020 episode of What We Do in the Shadows, where showrunner Jermaine Clement recently confirmed that Rubens brought his wig from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which he had modeled on his infamous mugshot, because according to Rubens, it was the coolest he's ever looked. In this next set, we'll hear music from other non-PW roles, including voiceover work he did for 1986's Flight of the Navigator and as Locke in Nightmare Before Christmas. We'll hear an original song from 2004's video game Oogie's Revenge, in which Rubens recreated his voice role alongside Chris Sarandon's Jack Skellington. But first, here's Danny Elfman with Birth of a Penguin from Batman Returns.
This is true. By cooking you into a stew. come. Not for the empties, not for the faithless ones, not for vision understood. Burns because it has to burn. Change will happen whether we still breathe in waves of doubt. Beat up in your mind. You will exhale simmering clouds. When it is quiet, still I can feel older here. Change what I can and bring. Hope will not disappear when we are not denying anything. Nothing is an enemy. Delicately balancing the perfect.
Yeah.
that was The Violent Femmes with a cover of The Stranglers' No More Heroes from 1999's Mystery Men, which featured Paul Rubens as a superhero known as the Spleen. And thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood today. I hope you'll join me again next week for another curated hour of soundtrack music. Let's end the show with some more serious roles from the career of the late actor, including being cast in John Lovitz's role from 1998's Happiness in director Todd Solondz's loose 2009 sequel to that movie called Life During Wartime. We'll hear Devendra Banhart with a song written by the director and Mark Shaiman, and we'll end the show with more Pee-wee with Mark Mothersbaugh's music for 2016's Pee-wee's Big Holiday. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, stay safe and take care. From the 2001 soundtrack of Blow, directed by Ted Demme, here are The Faces with Glad and Sorry.
Life during wartime.
strange. I've turned you to dream. Oh, why did I roam? Why did I roam around on my own? I should have stayed home, should have stayed home and thrown out your iPhone, thrown out your
Daddy, let's go.
Let's go. Don't you want to see the rest of the movie?
I don't have to see it, Daddy. I lived it.